It's something we've been needing to do and wanting to do for the last few years, actually. We were based in Kibworth, just outside Kibworth, and had been there for 7 or 8 years, I think. But we found ourselves in a position where we had books. We had about 300,000 copies of books in store, and we found ourselves in a position where we had them across three warehouses, which just gets to be quite wearing and quite tiring, and it's costly. And so we'd been wanting to find premises local to us so that we could amalgamate everything under one roof. And it took some time to find anywhere, actually. But you know, now we have. It's only 5 miles from where we were before, which is brilliant for the staff. And we were able to effectively set the whole operation up from scratch to do exactly what we wanted it to do. And that's quite unusual in business. Usually you have to sort of go with what you can get and make it work. But we've been able to do it from scratch, which is really good. And in terms of the future, it really sets us up to expand. You know, we like any company, I guess, you want to expand what you're doing. But it now gives us facilities that we can offer our services to other publishers, and we can provide a much better, more efficient service for our own authors.
And how's the company grown? I know you were founded in 96. Was it relatively small then?
In 1996, it was just me.
Oh, right.
Just me and a computer and a telephone. I mean, I actually started Troubadour myself when I was living in Clipston, just outside Market Harborough, way back when. And we moved into Harborough a few years later. We were on St Mary's Road in an office above where Majestic Wine Warehouse now is. And then we moved to Manor Walk here, Market Harborough. Then we moved out of Harborough. We moved to Leicester. We were in Leicester for a few years, and then out to Kibworth. So, and all of those moves have really been as a result of the company growing. So we started out with me and a telephone, and there's 25 members of staff now working. So it's sort of grown over the last 25 years.
It's a brilliant success story. You know, something you must be really, really proud of.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work being a business owner, because it's always there, you know, it's always in the back of your mind. And, you know, particularly over the last few years with all the trials and tribulations we've all faced, you know, it's a difficult thing, but it is rewarding when it goes well. It can be worrying when it doesn't go so well. But at the moment, touch wood, you know, we're on the up. So, you know, that's good considering the condition that we're all working in.
Yeah, no, indeed. And I know the premises, I remember going down, I think, when that estate where you are was first being built and the, you know, the county council kind of trumping the fact that the buildings had solar panels and were quite environmentally friendly. So to be there as well must be great.
Yeah. Well, that was also important to us, actually, because as a company, we've always been very keen on environmental, you know, having a low environmental impact. We print books, and books are made of paper, which is made of trees. So, you know, it's a difficult one to the difficult circle to square. But having a premises which is very environmentally friendly, it has a lot of solar panels, and it's, you know, there's so much insulation in the building, I'm surprised we can get in it. but, you know, we also do things like we plant a tree for every new title that we publish. We plant a tree in a tree planting scheme. So we're very keen to offset our, you know, our environmental impact. And it's quite always been important to us, actually, even before it became fashionable to be so.
And are there any plans to, you know, take on any further staff as things, you know, hopefully carry on as they are?
Well, we've got room to grow, so, you know, that would be the plan. We're going to expand our services. We want to offer what we do to other small publishers and individuals who want book distribution to the retail trade, for example. So we're just about to start launching that as a new offering, as we think there's quite a market out there for smaller publishers who can't get to the retailers. But, you know, now we've got the facilities that we can actually offer that more widely. So the plan is to expand, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in the next couple of years? I would be foolish to speculate, bearing in mind what's happened in the last couple of years.